Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic, Tuesday night, New York. Welcome, everybody. I'm Frankie, your host. I never give my name on the show. Frank, good enough. Inner Sight, this is the show where you can pick your own subject. Our engineer gets on the line, hopefully in a little bit. And we'll give you the phone number. You can call in. Talk about whatever you want. Now, yesterday, it was something new to me. I don't listen to the news much, put on the business news. I hear a lot about the economy. But yesterday was a day, in to my understanding, that the black people were freed from slavery back in 1865. That's when the Civil War ended. All right. So that's great. You know, I mean, I'm very proud that Lincoln did that. A great, great guy as far as I know. But what bothers me is today you have these black organizations, and we've reached out to them more than once, you know, trying to get them to help black people who are disabled. Now, there's a lot of slavery today for blacks. I mean, you take the nursing home, people in the nursing home. So, somebody told me a few months ago who was knowledgeable that, I think it was a black woman who told me that the majority of people in nursing homes are black. Well, why don't these agencies that are supposed to help people, why aren't they doing something to at least keep black people out of nursing homes? You know, join with us. We got the petition almost finished. We're working with the Independent Living Center now to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. And everybody knows that we need housing. So here's a perfect solution. Empty out these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing, house people temporarily in motels, you know, get them the help they need, prove the image of the disabled in this country. And I think I'd like to see a lot of the black leaders come forward and help us with this. You know, you're grateful that there's no slavery. Well, so am I. But there's a lot of slavery in existence that isn't being addressed. How about the black? And, you know, I had a lady on my show, the co-host, for a period of time. Beautiful lady. And remember one time we went to a diner together, and she's in a wheelchair. She couldn't get in. So she said to me, well, you know, I hope you enjoy your lunch. I can't go in. I said, I'm not going in without you. You know, and we went to another place. But the point is, isn't that the same thing that happened to the black people who weren't allowed in certain places years ago? And how many places when a person is in a wheelchair and they're black or a minority, in addition to being disabled, and they have to go in the back door? Isn't that what happened with black people? Isn't that one of the things that Martin Luther King was opposed to? It's not looked upon the same way when you're black and disabled. And I think that's horrible. I think these agencies ought to be doing a hell of a lot more to stop this slavery that's occurring right here in this country. And the Americans with Disability Act does nothing about enforcement to stop it. So when we address our news conference in September, I'm going to make that point. And I'm hoping we will have some of the black leaders attending to reinforce that point. Because it's time that people stood up and started doing something about this. It's horrible that people have to live in fear of going into a nursing home, losing all their assets, losing their home money for that they worked for, they paid taxes. So hear us, world. It's the beginning of the end of these nursing homes. I predicted. I would say in the next 5 years, beginning of the end. Of these, that's the inner sight prediction right here on our worldwide cast. All right, open mic brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, the bear Akita, great, great dog, one of the favorites of the wonderful Helen Keller, who brought the Akita over from Japan. So rescue the Akita. Joanne Diamond is the head rescuer of the Akita. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. If you want to send them an email. I'll give you that again in a little bit. All right. Phone number 609-388-7004. That's the Akita Rescue number. And if you're looking for a dog for a purpose to be trained, maybe as a service dog or just a pet dog, companion dog, the rescue will evaluate the Akita, and they even have a trainer that's working with them. Consider the great, great Akita, and, you know, it's like everything else. You've got to find the right animal for the job. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. That's the email. We thank Joanne. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Heard a note today on the news that the housing market is not the greatest. So talk with Mr. Kennedy and see what he recommends. All right. 631-888-1186. Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. We thank him for his support of Inner Sight. All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those who perished in the Texas shooting. We honor them. We remember them. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And once again, I want to remind the politicians to use this time while the schools are out to get trained dogs at the door with an officer to protect children. And immediately inside the door, the metal detector. Do it now. When you have the children out of school, Now's the time to act instead of sitting around and debating gun control. I mean, you want to do that? Go ahead. But protect the children. That should come first. Yours truly is a dog trainer. I volunteer my time to help. I'm sure many others would. And you've got a lot of candidates for firearm dogs in the shelters. A lot of them could do it. All right, so Inner Sight, remind you, go that extra mile for a child and get those schools protected before September. Get as many as you can protected. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. We had some trouble on the line. It seems to have cleared up. So we will proceed with Inner Sight. 631-224-3090. All right. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. I want to thank my dear friend Olga Murray for her help. She's the town clerk, local here. And all who believe in freedom and all who believe in positive change and all who believe in not wasting money kicking people out of their own home because they're elderly or they're disabled or because they need two people to help them get out of bed. What kind of a crapola thing is that? That's a reason to kick people out of their own home? Get the other person to help them. We have a thing we want to start called Volunteers for Freedom, where the person would donate their time and it will reward them financially, pay one of their bills or maybe even their mortgage if they donate enough time. We need the president to mandate these agencies to start raising money to help this come about. It's all in our petition. All right, Inner Sight, James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. If you need any civil rights advice, call Bahamundi. And we thank them. Hey, this is Open Mic, awaiting the arrival of our engineer, supposed to be on. See what happens with that. And I hear the on the news, some of these people really annoy me. Comments. You know, that the federal government is not doing enough to help people. Now, I'm not an economics major or even a minor. As a matter of fact, to me, the subject is very boring. But it seems to me common sense. Doesn't the president have any power lower these prices in an emergency? You know, the gas, the food, the shelter. I mean, it would seem to me that would make sense. You know, declare some kind of an emergency. They did it with this pandemic and lower the prices. Then people would have more money, and they'd have more money to spend. And they ought to, at the same time, give a stimulus. Now, what I think Mr. Biden should do is get all the governors together, and say, look, you know, you got to help. Every state should have a stimulus until this thing blows over with the economy. You know, tell them, you know, if you can't do it or you don't want to do it, you don't do it, we're going to have to order it. It'll be an executive order that the money should come from the state. The state has plenty of money, you know, and a lot of that money comes from people in nursing homes. So that's a move that I would like to see Mr. Biden make, you know, take a stand. Stand up for us. Do something about it. I mean, these politicians, and what I'm hearing and understanding, they're not even trying to do anything about this economy. We have an idea that's going to help the economy. $196 billion worth spent on these nursing homes in 2020. I don't know what the budget is for the last year or so. But we want to help the economy by freeing up that money, getting people into their own homes where it takes less money than a nursing home. So let these politicians step up to the plate. They may not hit a home run, but at least they, you know, try to get a hit or a base on ball. You know? And help people. Do something. Do something about it. You know? That's the end of sight proposal off the top of my head. And this is open mic. And we are hoping to have our engineer on board so we can give out the number to get some callers. You can call in, and when you do call in, sure you keep it clean. You know, none of that nasty stuff. And pick your own subject. 818 New York, Inner Sight, 818. All right. Live with open mic. And yeah, you know, the system that's supposed to help people who are disabled is really backward. It's back 100 years or more. You know, it has to be changed. All these companies that you hear are doing all kinds of changes, you know, because they have the money to do it. Well, the money is there for us. It's not being used in the right way. One of the biggest things that needs to be done, I'll tell you what it is. People who are disabled get a disability check, right? That check is measured by what you made. All right, that's fine, you know. But that check that you get should not be tampered with in any way, shape, or form for as long as you're disabled. That money is owed to us by the government for the non-accessibility that we have to endure and that we have to try and change on our own. You see, that's the job of the government. That was supposed to be the job of the government. And they botched it. They didn't do it. they claim that, we didn't know that that people were going to come out who were disabled. That's a bunch of bull. You didn't know. You know, there's a principle in law that says ignorance is no excuse. It's used in the courtrooms every day. Why isn't it applied to the government who didn't make everything accessible when they made it? And then they went and created a half-assed law. You may have heard Suzanne last night on Matt of Glad, how she was in the hospital and she couldn't get into the bathroom. You know, I learned today that she was able to get into her wheelchair, which probably took a lot of doing, and rolled up to the bathroom and found that she couldn't get in. So that's even worse. She actually tried to get in. Where's the government? And this is a multi-billion dollar hospital we're talking about. In Mineola, New York. The disgrace to this country that someone who needs help has to go to a hospital and they can't even get into the bathroom. How are you supposed to be comfortable? You know? How are you supposed to get up and get washed and try to take care of yourself as much as possible? You know, wash your hands, feel good about yourself, get some water, go to the bathroom. I mean, what the hell kind of crap is this? This is how we're treated. And this is how millions of black people are treated who are minority in addition to being disabled. That's why I'd like to see these black organizations step up and do something about this. So, yeah, open mic. And, you know, this system is so archaic. It's so ridiculously old. You know, corner here. A new place opened up, breakfast and all that. The door is blocked in the front with those barriers, you know, for the cars and all that. And in addition to that, there's a step going up toward the door. The person with a wheelchair can't get in there. Then the guy in there told me that there's a ramp in the back. Yeah, well, I'm not in a wheelchair. Somebody would have to go back there and check it out. I wonder if that's doable. You know, people are so stupid sometimes. Just because there's a ramp, that doesn't mean it works. It could be the wrong ramp. You know? So, there you have it. And the government puts it on us to straighten it out. That's not our job. They ought to be paying every one of us who are advocates, who are discriminated against. The government should be paying us to do this advocacy, the job that they should have done. It's horrible. And then you have to go fight with the politicians, and most of them don't care. You know, they're just very indifferent toward us. All right, Inner Sight, let's see. Open mic Tuesday night. I'll run down the week. Tomorrow night is the nursing home show. And we hope to have the new petition at least able to be read tomorrow night so we can get it out there. Thursday night show, very interesting. I got the idea from the a friend of mine who is a great advocate. Service dog school should not be operating without an appeal system. Very, very important. Very, very disrespectful to the disabled. And just a horrible way to treat people. So that's Thursday night. Friday night we do the funnies. Have a lot of fun over here. Louie will be here. And Louie will probably try to call in tonight. Maybe I can get him on the line. On the open mic. Monday nights we do a show called Mad or Glad. You can call in and talk about what you're mad about or glad about.
Hello.
And of course tonight is the open mic. Inner Sight, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, about time. I thought maybe you died or something.
God forbid. Say that. No, don't say that.
Well, you never know when somebody's going to die.
That's true. But I said God forbid.
Anyway.
I said that he forbids for a little while longer.
Yeah. Let me give the open mic number, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and talk about whatever you want, keep it clean. Why don't we run the Able News before we go to the phones?
Okay.
Dig it up.
Yeah.
Get
Able
the Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Side open mic 828, New York. And if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
And we have Louie.
Oh, okay, Louie. Louie, our comic from Friday night. Let's get Lou on the line. Louie the Lip on Inner Sight Live.
Hello,
hey,
this is Louie Rivera.
Yeah.
is this Suzanne?
I'm here, yes.
Louie Rivera.
I know it's you.
How are you, Suzanne?
Hey, Louie, you know that they can hear you all over the world?
Yeah, all over the world and on the phone.
I wonder what you'd sound like in China.
No, I don't remember.
No.
I don't know where, Louie.
See?
Oh, no.
All right. Yeah.
I mean Chinese food here.
Oh.
I'm in the wrong country. I'm in China.
A lot of
vegetables. And a Chinese lady give me some good Chinese food. I'm in China eating fried rice. I ate it.
That's it.
And he gave me an egg roll.
There you go.
Oh. Remember that red fox? His son takes him out of a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And he says, "I need a chair for my hat."
I remember that.
You know. And the Chinese guy says, "Oh, you want a Chinese food? You want a doggy bag? A lot of vegetable, very good for you. I want no Chinese food. Give me gas."
Yeah, it used
Red pepper, you got to eat it.
Yeah.
Well, years ago, you like all onions, Frank, like onions, oniony of meal. So onions actually promote gas.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, well, you know what people should do about that? Get some ginger, see?
1-8-3.
Before you eat, take a couple of ginger capsules, probiotic.
What about fresh ginger?
And then take the apple cider vinegar after you eat. Yeah, you could use the fresh ginger. But the capsules are good because you know how much to take, you know.
Oh, yeah. But I love ginger. I can eat a lot of ginger. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
All right, Louis Rivera on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
What's up, Lou? You know, we got to get a good song for Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember your CD, Frank Perino, my love songs for you. I remember back in 2006.
Oh, yeah.
Long ago and far away. And my dreams to me. And now that I adore you, long, so sorry. And
Louis Rivera world, and yes, that is English.
That is, I didn't know what it was.
Believe it or not.
I
didn't know you knew that song.
For love.
He knows all the songs on my album.
Hey, baby,
my demo.
Body, I love you, me. I'm in the mood for love.
All right. Friday night.
All right.
Now, don't give him too much, Lou. You got to save it for Friday night. Give us a promo. Come on.
Hey, Suzanne, one more song.
Where I run, wherever I run. Well, the pace of this world will never be wrong. I've got to be me. I've got to be me. We have got to make me one higher.
Sound like a drunken elephant.
Yeah, he does. Bellowing.
All right. What about Friday night, Lou?
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. They got Rosanna, Rosanna Dana, Elizabeth, Jerry Lewis. Make sure you turn in Friday night at 8 to 9 o'clock on Friday night, Frolics, on the Block Talk Radio. The subject called Frolics.
Hey,
no se lo pierda, oíme, no se lo pierda, viernes de 8 de 9 de la noche en Radio de Blog. I'm
going
to have a good time on Radio de Blog, de Inner Sight con Fran Perino, okay, sí.
Hey, Louis,
okay.
Next time you come on the television show, I want you to wear a wig.
No, we're not ready yet.
We're getting ready.
Hey, it's not ready for the studio, not yet.
Almost.
When is it?
Huh?
When is your studio return to public access?
Oh,
I
don't know.
I missed the show. It was a repeat.
I'll have to get the date. I think it's after July 4th, but we'll find out.
Awesome. What are they giving us a different studio for now?
But listen, I want you to wear a wig.
Oh, yeah. You're going back to the studio after July 4th?
Yeah, it looks that way.
You know, it looks so.
Yeah,
well,
I can see. I'm going to have a good time on the radio on Friday. I'll call you after 8:30.
All right, call us.
All right.
And we'll have the Follies on Friday with Louis Rivera, Jimmy Dinigan, and all the usual rhetoric. Lauren Hardy will be here.
And Rosanna Donna, don't forget her. And Connie and Chrissy,
that's
too.
And Chrissy, you might kill Connie and Chrissy one day. I might shock you.
Yeah, I got to hear
all
their
right.
voices.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got a good, pretty voice, Susanna. I love you.
Oh, Louie, you know, you've seen me personally. You've seen me having fun. And it's fun. Thank you. I love you, Louie. Having fun.
Great hug.
Aww.
All right. Open mic.
Okay, have a good Play evening.
Board, please. Yeah.
You too, Lou.
Okay, bye-bye.
Inner sight.
Bye.
Open mic, and I got to tell you, this guy on NBC really annoys the hell out of me.
Oh, I know.
You know,
you're talking about
this Mad Money. I don't want to mention his name, but I think he's a Mad Money stupid ass.
What do
you know?
Say?
Talking about the stock market and, you know, how... don't invest now, and he never talks about how the president of the United States should be helping people. He makes these stupid, ridiculous statements. I mean, it's common sense.
He should advocate for the disabled getting more money and, you know, more in the COLA than a cost of living that is expensive.
Yeah.
He should argue more of it for the disabled.
He talks about the economy. How about all the money being wasted in these damn nursing homes? He never talks about that.
Talks about that. That's the big elephant in the room. You know, I like that.
I'm thinking if I could get through to them, I'll call CNBC and leave him a message on his voicemail if I can get it. I think I'm going to do that.
That's a great
economic condition now.
Yeah.
You know, that is being wasted.
Yeah.
We need money. People need help.
That's right.
Get rid of these damn places that are wasting all this money.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I get a chance tomorrow. I think I'll try to get through to him.
I think you
Big
should.
Big economic burst. Aye. All right, in a sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And, you know, anything you want to yell about,
if you get,
keep it clean. Go ahead.
You know what? If you get him... on the person on Mad Money, I'm just saying, if you get him, he will talk to you and it will probably be on air if you get him straight, you know?
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
I'll talk to him on air.
You know, and that's it. I don't know. I can't
I'll talk
imagine.
To any one of these people on air.
Yeah, somebody
Hey, if I can
know.
Talk to Michelle Charlesworth, I can talk to any one of them.
That's right. Michelle is a beautiful woman. She really goes really into her. She gets into her people who she is. I find her an awesome, awesome person.
Oh, yeah. Great, great lady. Her whole family is great.
Yeah. I get to see pictures of them on Twitter. I wish I could send you those pictures, but I don't think you'll be able to see them from the where we log in. You know, I wish I could.
Yeah. Inner Sight. Open mic tomorrow night. Don't forget, tomorrow night's our nursing home show. And anybody who has a loved one in a nursing home, or if you're trying to keep your loved one out of the nursing home. Call us. We need your help.
We definitely do.
We're getting support for our news conference. We have the petition that's almost ready to go.
Yep.
So if you're struggling with that and you don't know what to do, and we need to hear those stories.
Yes,
up here on Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And to the lady who sent me the email, I thank you. I did answer you. And I know that you got my email because I got one back from you, Mrs. Jones, I believe, what was the name?
Yes.
I got one back from you saying that you were going to call me, but you never did. So I hope all is well.
Yeah.
Even if you don't need us, let us know how you're doing. We'd love to know how you're doing.
Okay.
And if you want to, you know, you're perfectly welcome to speak on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
A lady who was helped by Silo.
Oh, nice.
So
Silo's good.
Hope you got my email. Well, I should say I know you got my email because you sent me one back.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Don't forget Thursday night show. Now, here's a show that's never been done before like this, you know. Service dogs should not be in business without an appeal system.
That's true.
I don't see how anyone could disagree with that.
That's right.
You know, how can you have a business, a service business, providing safety for people and denying people that safety and no appeal and raising $50,000 to $100,000 on the training of the dog. So that's Thursday's show. You won't hear a show like that anywhere else, only on Inner Sight. We're the only ones that have the guts to do a show like that.
That's true.
And I got the idea for the show from my friend Joe,
yeah.
Who's a big advocate and who believes that these schools should not be permitted to operate without an appeal system. But we're not the only ones that believe that.
Yeah.
All right, 213-816-1650 on the open mic. If you want to sound off about anything, and I used to follow baseball. I don't follow it anymore. So I have no idea. Anybody out there know anything about the scores or how the? Well, Louis would have known. I forgot to ask him.
He's still on. Okay. Hang on.
Oh.
I'll look. Yeah.
Hey, Louis, who's in first place in the National League?
Hang on. Stupid things. Yeah, Louis, put up his hand. Hold on.
If we can get him.
Louis.
Leah.
Who's? You want to ask it, Frank?
Who's in first place in the National League? The Mets in first place?
Two teams, the New York Yankees and the New York Mets, are on top.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love
New York's on top. Well, that's good. Hope
the New York Mets
good.
And the New York Yanks.
Who's
wow.
the big Who's the big home run hitter on the Yankees?
Aaron Judge.
Really? Nice.
How many has he got?
Yeah. I don't know. He got a few home runs at least.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, let me ask you. I got a question, a baseball question for you. What
yeah.
do you think of girls playing baseball in the major league? How come they don't have girls?
In girls in the 1940s was the movie A League of Their Own about the 1940s female baseball team.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah,
but they don't have them. They don't have them integrated, you know, in with the men and the regular teams.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. Hey Frank.
Yeah.
Suzanne's phone number is out of service again.
Again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The number you just reached is not in service.
So weird. All right, I'll look into it.
Well, talk about that off the air.
Yeah, please. I'll look into it. Thank you.
I'm very sorry I didn't take your phone call, Suzanne. Your phone is out of service.
I know, Lou. I'll in service, okay?
So
no money.
All right.
No money.
I'll give you a friendly flower to my pal of mine, Suzanne. Make her very happy.
Aw, thank you, Louie. You are really sweet.
Hey, listen, Friday night I want you to sing a couple of those songs.
Yeah, you should.
I gotta sing on Friday, Frank, on a fog,
yeah.
On a Friday.
Yeah, you're
why
the greatest,
not?
Man.
I got to sing the Twist
song. Yeah,
and tell
Buffy to listen.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, she'll crack her funny bone. I'll get around to Buffy and give you, Buffy got your blog number.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair.
Okay. Hey, you called
all
me
right,
back, Suzanne. Glad you called me back again about the score.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You have a good one,
yeah.
Though.
Okay, sleep well. I'm thinking about you.
Thanks.
Aw, thank you, Louie. You take care.
Okay, take care.
All right, we got a few minutes left. 8:48, New York. Open mic. At 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
There are listeners, two of them.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wait a minute. Who wants to speak? Hold on.
We got a caller?
Yep, here he is.
Yes. Hi, Frank. How are you? Hi, Suzanne.
Oh, Anthony.
Hey,
yeah, good.
Yes, it's me. Yeah, I can't stand when you go into these diners and restaurants and you have to go through the back door. It's such a pain in the ass. You have to get somebody to help you and find somebody that has the key. And then, you know, the gate is all closed and locked. And I say to myself, why would you have it closed in the first place if you know that people have to get in? Why couldn't you just open it? I mean, what's the big deal if somebody comes through the back door? And, you know, it's just a non-terrestrial way of getting in because they don't have any other way to get you in. So why would they make life so difficult to, you know, do so? And, you know, it's just a shame because what if you're alone and you don't have anyone to help you? Then I guess you're going to sit outside and wait and wait and wait until you see the light turn green and, you know, wait for somebody to come along that wants to help you. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, they can't find the key and all that. I mean, I can't stand that. But, you know, and then you have to pay the high prices when you go in and all that. But that's the way it is. And, you know, hopefully you can find a table that's, you know, comfortable for you to sit underneath comfortably with your wheelchair because that's a thing that you don't find too often. And then they complain, you know, a lot of times about your wheelchair being in the way because it sticks out. All you have to do is push it underneath the table more, the booth, and they're a pain in the neck about that. You know, oh, we don't have any booths available. Do you want a table? Do you this, do you that? You know, but that's the way it is. So
sounds like a lot of trouble that the government doesn't do a damn thing about.
Yeah, all for a hamburger and fries, but what are you going to do? So what hospital is this that the bathroom is not accessible in?
I'm going to say in the middle of a case, but I will, it's in Long Island, that's all I'll say, because I'm in the middle of a case.
Oh, okay.
We talked to a lawyer, so we don't want to name it.
Oh, okay. Yes, so they force you to go poop on yourself, huh?
They forced me not even. It was a commode that they never closed the blinds on. Not the blinds, the curtain. So I was just sitting there, like, being looked at by everybody.
No.
Horrible.
Yeah, there's usually a curtain around your bed, you know, for privacy. I know. I mean, you might have needed help anyway to get in and out of the bathroom safely, and that's a common thing in the hospital that, you know, people need help anyway because they're, you know, sick and infirm anyway. So what's that?
They left my power wheelchair right in front of my bed, okay? I would have been so easy just to transfer, but they didn't do that. The bathroom itself was not accessible, so that's the biggest scooter. I couldn't get in. Couldn't just literally get into the bathroom. It wouldn't let me.
You know, there's an old expression from the 40s, the 1940s. It's curtains for you. You know what that meant? That meant somebody was going to die.
Oh, okay. I thought that meant a saying that you wanted privacy or enough was enough.
No,
but it means that
someone's
going to die, huh?
It's a death phrase.
Yeah, that's a death phrase that they wouldn't use around hospitals, you know, because it's a sensitive and compassionate place.
But it was a curtain that didn't protect her.
That's right.
Yeah. You couldn't even have a curtain call. That stinks. But what can I tell you? You know, a lot of people are in the bed anyway and need help getting out. So, you know, you kind of do the best you can. And
well, I hope she sued the ass off of them.
Well,
I hope to find a way to do it. Let's put it that way. If it would be more of a crime to him not find a way to do it and it's not available in the ADA, to me, I'd be saying bright and loud, how has the ADA helped me? It hasn't.
Well, yeah, I agree. But, Frank, I don't think she can sue it off of them because it's attached to you. No matter what happens or how much money you get sued for, it's always attached to you for the rest of your life till you die.
She can make a donation to Inner Sight and we'll take care of it. If she has to.
Yeah, I'm sure they would love if they did that, but hospitals just don't do anything like that. You never know. You're breaking up, Suzanne. What was that?
Yeah, your phone is going cuckoo.
I know. I have 2 minutes. Probably the first thing I'll be back when I have a little bit of money because I need a decent one.
Yeah, you've had that phone for quite some time now. But, yeah, you know, We do the best we can to cope with the life that we're forced to cope with as disabled people. And, you know, a lot of things are unfortunate and sad, you know, like the number of hours that people get to survive off of each day and how they have to run around and accomplish everything in the little bit of hours they get, you know, 3 hours a day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, you know, don't ask me how. Or, you know, why things are the way they are in, you know, this country, but they're going to say that, you know, they can't afford it, you know, even though we live in the richest country in the world and it's too expensive and people want and need too many hours and, you know, their families can help them and all that. But, you know, we can always hope for a brighter day and that circumstances get better and life will improve for us. We have to keep the faith for that and keep trying and don't give up. You know, and be warriors in the fight. That's all I could say.
Oh, that's why we got Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, and I think disabled people have come, you know, a long way from where we were years ago, you know, especially hundreds of years ago when we were unseen and not heard of, and we all lived in facilities, and, you know, a lot of disabled people are quiet and timid, and they don't, you know, or they don't want to get involved in problems like this. They get stressed out and aggravated by it and, you know, overwhelmed and overcome. So they, you know, just deal with the life they have and the circumstances that they're presented with. But we can always work to try to improve our quality of life and make, you know, our life the best we can, you know, and, you know, hope that one day we'll accomplish the goal of, you know, full accessibility for everybody, you know, as much as possible, where and whenever possible.
All right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
And thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome, Frank, and you take care and have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight and open mic. 213-816-1650. We got about 5 minutes. So don't forget, tomorrow night on Nursing Home Show, and we will be able to read the petition tomorrow night on the air?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I might do
it's
that.
It's a great...
To begin. Yeah, and talk about it right when you come on.
It's a great piece of work. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's down to earth.
Yep.
It's easy to understand,
right?
And I wish I could say that that's gonna be easy to implement, but we're gonna make it happen.
I know.
We're gonna make it happen. I believe it's the first time in history that this idea has surfaced. You know, to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. I don't think anyone has ever come up with an idea like this before. And a plan to make it work. All right. Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. And give me a quick number.
Oh, goodness. Hold on. No, let me try.
All right.
Hold on.
Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Inner Sight at pmpmail.com. What?
At your number, 100,219.
All right, 115,219 listens and moving up. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night on the nursing home program. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. All right, goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.